AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Obama is overseas attending the G7 summit, and reporters have been asking him about a range of issues at a news conference that just ended. On the Islamic State group, he said the U.S. and its allies are making progress, but
they're displaced in one place and then they come back in another. And they're nimble, and they're aggressive, and they're opportunistic.
And so, he says,
one of the areas where we're going to have to improve is the speed at which we're training Iraqi forces.
The president also weighed in for the very first time on last week's massive hack into the computerized personnel files of more than 4 million current and former U.S. government employees. He said that very old systems used by the U.S. government have contributed to leaving agencies vulnerable to possible cyber attack. He says those systems are being upgraded. Asked about his health care law, the president said the Supreme Court probably shouldn't even have taken it up.
None of the predictions about how this wouldn't work have come to pass.
He says there was no reason for the health program to end up in court, maintaining its working. The high court is expected to decide soon whether Congress authorized federal subsidy payments, regardless of where people live, or only for residents of states that created their own insurance marketplaces. Now to New York, where Governor Andrew Cuomo says investigators are looking into whether civilian employees or maybe private contractors helped two killers obtain the power tools they used to break out of a maximum state prison near the Canadian border. Governor Cuomo said during a round of appearances on television morning news shows that he'd be shocked if a prison guard was involved, but they are investigating to see where these guys got help. Triple Crown winner American Pharoah will race again, says his owner, although where is still up in the air. This is AP Radio News. Republican presidential candidate Rick Santorum is taking on Pope Francis. Here's our religion editor, Steve Coleman.
Francis, whose encyclical on the environment will be published June 18th, has said global warming is mostly man-made and that humanity has a moral duty to stop it. But Santorum, who's Catholic, says,
I think there are more pressing problems confronting the Earth than climate change.
Which Santorum doesn't consider settled science.
Anytime you hear a scientist say the science is settled, that's political science, not real science.
Santorum told Fox News Sunday,
Pope can talk about whatever he wants to talk about. I'm just saying, what should the Pope use his moral authority for?
Steve Coleman, Washington.
And now to the Tony Awards. The coming-of-age show Fun Home was named Best Musical at the Tony Awards last night, one of five big trophies it won. Also winning five awards, the British import The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.